I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX here in Phoenix. Greg Isaac, Joe Seferdo, a great producer, Eric Reinert, and Eric, I don't think your haircut's that bad, actually.
Well, thank you.
All right.
I think I had a couple cocktails in me when I did it, so I wasn't so sure.
That's okay. No, it's up to par. And Joseph, I know this has got to be from, I don't know if this is from a Broadway show, maybe a movie about Broadway?
It is from a movie about Broadway.
Yeah.
It's from She's Funny That Way. This is okay. Cheek to Cheek. It's the song that that opens the movie. Cheek to Cheek by, do you know who?
I have no idea.
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire.
Okay.
She's Funny That Way. That's the movie that
what
we're celebrating.
What year is this from?
Old.
It's like 1932.
Probably.
Yeah,
it's pretty close.
Eric saw it in theaters. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Not only because it's 110 degrees here in Phoenix, but just in general, make sure your car is up to par. Go to 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix or give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, or online at alexandersautorepair.com.
And you know what's great for me is because I love singing these songs.
Yes, you do.
And then you get angry.
Yeah.
Which now on Meerkat, I can act like I'm singing
songs. You
can mouth
it. Check out
mouth the songs.
Yeah. People
lip-sync.
Might really
it's called lip syncing.
Dubstep, yeah. Right?
No, dubstep is totally different.
It's different? I don't know.
Lip syncing.
Lip syncing. Well, yeah. I could lip sync to the songs. Yes, so Cheek to Cheek, Fred Astaire. She's Funny That Way.
We can get you on Fallon, and you guys can have a lip-syncing contest.
We could.
Yeah,
we could.
I think so.
I would enjoy
and you'd
that.
Be funnier than him.
I love Fallon.
That's terrible.
He injured himself again. What's up with that? Come on now.
And by the way, if you are just tuning in, you can find us on Meerkat
yes.
at Breakthrough Entertainment. There's also a link on breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Also on the KPHX Facebook page as well. And we are, if you're watching us on Meerkat, we are in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Nice and hot out today.
Yeah. Here's the thing, you know, for those that aren't here in Phoenix, obviously everyone knows it's hot. And people that aren't from here or aren't here right now think, dry heat. And usually it is, and that's fine.
Yeah,
you know, you get used to it.
Monsoon season, it's different.
Right, exactly. And especially the last few days, the humidity seems like it's been, like, as bad as it's been. I mean, I sweat anyways. I mean, I'm a hairy guy, as you can kind of tell right now.
That's
sick.
Oh,
look at this. Look at these arms.
Oh, look at the arms.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. See, this is the new element of the show, what you can see.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So now you can see my hairy arms, and now anyone we have watching has gone away.
18 people still watching us. So
okay.
Why?
I don't know. But by the way, we also want to let our listeners know, Zoe Girl asked us to do her a favor and wish her team luck in the Champions League. God bless Glasgow Celtic. So good luck to Glasgow Celtic.
Go Glasgow Celtic.
Yes. So absolutely. And they also wanted to know, Shannon wanted to know who the individual in the blue Dodgers shirt was. And
okay.
I said that was Greg.
Oh,
so
okay.
Shannon, that is Greg.
That is Greg.
Yes. And but yeah.
She's met him before, hasn't she?
She's met him, yeah. Yeah,
I think wasn't she at the
Christmas
Anthem
tree
outlet?
Lighting.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
At the Christmas tree lighting, yes. And
see,
I am
even I remember that.
Well, yeah. Well, that was memorable for you because
I got engaged.
Yes.
Oh, it was adorable.
Yes. Okay, and you're not on here. What's going on right now?
It was adorable. No, it was that was a fun time in general. Not just the great stuff from Eric and Kathleen,
but your
it was
booth
a lot
was
of fun.
Jamming.
Yeah, well, we had the most popular booth at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas tree lighting.
You can't go wrong Christmas time.
What was funny was there was a radio station parked next to you guys, a different radio station, and they had nobody at their booth.
Yeah. They were nice, though. I went up to them, and I signed up for the little thing.
What station was that?
I don't know. 96.9.
Was it?
Was it?
It was some music station, pop music station.
Yeah, good station.
But, you know, and by the way, if you want some free things, we got some free things on BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page if you're in Phoenix. We've got a couple of free movies that you could see on there.
Yeah.
Advanced screening tickets to Learning to Drive.
Yes.
Starring Patricia Clarkson and Sir Ben Kingsley.
Oh,
and then also The Transporter Refueled.
Yeah.
So you can see those for free before anyone else.
With David Statham?
Jason Statham. So it's a guy who replaced him.
Oh, well, I don't care then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you just call Jason Statham?
I know David. I know his name.
Is that a Dave?
No, I love his movies. They're always great.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Crank especially.
Yeah, Amy Smart was in that?
Yes. Yep. And also, I'll be sending Greg another one to post probably in the next day or two, and you'll hear it here first. You'll get to see a Walk in the Woods before anybody else.
Walk in the Woods.
And we'll be celebrating that show, that movie, in 2 weeks on our Walk in the Woods show.
Our Walk in the Woods.
It's Labor Day weekend, that's going to be. We're going to take a nice walk in the woods.
Yes.
But we need to get to the most important thing today. We've got a lot of important things, but the most important thing, the reason that we are celebrating Broadway-themed movies, Broadway set movies, is this new Broadway set movie called She's Funny That Way.
Yes.
In it, it opened yesterday, by the way. It's also available on video on demand, I believe.
Okay.
But here in Phoenix, it's playing at the Harkins Shea.
Yeah.
She's Funny That Way stars Owen Wilson as a Broadway director who casts a call girl played by Imogen Poots.
Mm-hmm.
Poots. In a new play to star alongside his wife, played by Catherine Hahn, and her ex-lover, Reese Ifans. Meanwhile, the call girl's therapist, played by Jennifer Aniston, is consumed with her own failing relationship with the director's playwright, played by Will Forte, who is also developing a crush on the call girl. So quite the twisted situation going on there, right?
Yeah, good for Will Forte.
Yeah. Imogen Poots is, you know, she's... We've had her on the show before. You're going to hear a piece of that interview in our second hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is gorgeous. She is very talented.
Very good, yeah.
And you said that, Greg, because of this cast alone, you would see this movie regardless of what it's about and regardless of what I said about it, probably, right?
Basically, because there's actors, actresses sometimes that can just drive you to the movies. I mean, you know, you see. And there's some of those people in this film, and so that's kind of why.
Is one of them?
She's great, not necessarily because some of what she's done. I mean, she's great really in whatever she's in, but not really my type of movies. But not just because of the cast, but when you know it's a comedy genre, which, you know, I like, and you have these people in there like that, that's why I think, okay, you got to at least check it out.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Great, great cast. And, you know, but it's kind of an old-fashioned movie.
Oh, okay.
We don't see movies made like this anymore.
Right. What do you mean by that?
It's a screwball comedy. I think in the first place, this movie is directed by Peter Bogdanovich, written and directed by Peter Bogdanovich, who we've also had on the show before.
Yep.
He actually was talking about this movie back when it was called Squirrels to the Nuts.
Okay.
And he changed the title and all that. She's Funny That Way. It was also released in other countries as Broadway Therapy.
He should have named it Poots.
Poots, yes. I'm sure a lot of people would go see that one. But, yeah, now it's called She's Funny That Way. 14 years since he's made a movie that wasn't a documentary.
Oh, wow.
It's been even longer that we've seen a screwball comedy, right?
Yeah.
With a big cast like this, and it's kind of like John Ritter type humor.
What do you kind of mean by screwball?
Like a, what was the guy that used to make the Pink Panther movies?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now.
He was married to Julie Andrews.
Yeah, I know who you mean. Oh, look his name.
Yeah,
up.
Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers.
No, not Peter Sellers. The guy who directed it.
The guy who directed it.
The guy who directed 10, all the Pink Panther movies. Oh. He was a great comedy director.
I'm not sure. Well, you can look it up. Screwball comedy.
Blake Edwards.
Well, if you've ever
seen screwball comedies.
If you've ever seen, It Happened One Night. It's a really old movie. It's like one of the very first screwball comedies. I saw it at ASU when I went to film school.
You had to watch it. Otherwise, you never would have.
Probably, yeah. But you know what? I'm really glad that I did, because I really did enjoy it. It's like one of the rare old movies that I really enjoyed watching.
ASU unless you watch
it. Hey, that's true.
I took
a
couple film courses, and I was happy they forced me to watch a bunch of films too.
Yes, in some of them I was like disappointed, and I was like, well, I wish I didn't have
stuff
to watch
I would have never seen before that they forced me to watch, and I loved.
Umbrellas of Chabert.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, you got to see that. That one's one of the
Third Man.
The Third Man, that's actually just re-released, remastered in theaters this weekend.
I remember Orson Welles, watched, yeah, Orson Welles and Citizen Kane.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, they forced us to watch that too.
Yes. So it's been a long time since we've seen a screwball comedy, and you know, it is about time.
Rosebud.
Owen Wilson is great in this movie. Imogen Poots is great in this movie.
Sure.
The entire cast is excellent in She's Funny That Way. It's a delightfully charming throwback, authentically resembling the simple yet twisted screwball comedies of yesteryear. It's got this all-star cast and a quick-witted screenplay. I mean, this movie is very funny. The dialogue is hilarious.
Yeah.
There's a scene when they're carrying someone away. The cops. Michael Shannon has a very tiny, tiny cameo in this movie.
He's great.
If you blink, you miss him. And he's carrying away. I think it might be Jennifer Aniston. And he's like carrying her away, and she's put me down. He says, "All right, you're an idiot."
And then the film stops, and a little thing comes up and says, "That's Michael Shannon."
I mean, so you're too busy like saying to yourself, "Wow." I mean, I know I was. I was like, "That's Michael Shannon," and then I missed it, and then I watched the trailer, and I was like, "Oh, I missed that joke completely." So it's a very quick-witted screenplay, and this movie.
So you not only missed the joke, but you missed that it was Michael Shannon.
No, I knew that it was Michael Shannon.
But how did you miss it? Well, what was the joke?
Put me down. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Put me down. Put me down.
It'll
all
hit
right,
you any moment.
I'll put you down. You're an idiot.
I don't get it.
All right.
He's putting her down.
He's putting her
verbally.
Down.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Yeah. Wow. See, I really want to see it.
See, now Greg is really going to miss a lot of that.
Sorry,
stuff.
It's Saturday morning.
But, you know, this
you
movie feels like it's
coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the coffee. It's this movie feels like it's been plucked right out of the golden age of Hollywood, which a lot of people will love. You know, older folks will love this movie. And, you know, people like you and I, movie lovers, are going to love a She's Funny That Way. It's bouncy, boisterous, and best of all, squirrels to the
boing,
nuts.
Boing.
That's very interesting. You don't seem to be inhibited. Try to be more specific. What made you think you were out of place?
Oh, I didn't think I was. It's Uncle Arn. He's always telling me, Clooney Brown, you don't know your place.
Nobody can tell you where your place is. Where's my place? Where's anybody's place? I'll tell you where it is. Wherever you're happy, that's your place. And happiness is a matter of purely personal adjustment to your environment. In Hyde Park, for instance, some people like to feed nuts to the squirrels. But if it makes you happy to feed squirrels to the nuts, who am I to say nuts to the squirrels?
Very nice.
Running on the crazy coincidences that create chaos in its amusingly neurotic characters' lives kind of feels like a Woody Allen movie, but you know what? It's actually good.
Absolutely. Yeah, and even, like you said, I mean, a cameo by Michael Shannon, but other people in this include, you know, Jay Kaufman, who, of course, Dustin Hoffman's son, Sybil Shepherd. I didn't know she was still around. And a lot of others, so definitely something to look forward to with that. I want to mention Catherine Hahn, because I think she's very underrated. I mean, she's just in different types of movies, but especially when she's in comedy, she's hilarious. What's amazing with her is she can kind of be that sidekick, just kind of the normal-looking sidekick girl. She does a good job with that, but I actually think when she's kind of playing, whether it's a lead role or even in Step Brothers, I think she looks great. It's funny with her because she could just look so different. She could look and so you're like, wow, she is amazing. Look in something else and go, wow, they did her up to just make her look like Catherine Hahn. But I think she's very versatile and very much looking forward to see this. And you said it's on demand, so maybe I'll have to check it out tonight or tomorrow.
She's also in the Showtime show with Steve Coogan, Happy-ish.
Okay. So yeah, I got to check that out then.
And by the way, you'll want to, not you'll want to, I'm sorry.
You
I'm thinking of multiple things. I've got phones and everything. By the way, what's another movie starring Owen Wilson and Catherine Hahn, and I believe that Jennifer Aniston was in it as well, but it was definitely Catherine Hahn and Owen Wilson.
Definitely Catherine Hahn and Owen Wilson.
Yeah, look.
Oh, you want me to look it up?
I don't remember the name of it, but it was, they were, like, went to a nudist comic.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston was in that.
She was
one.
In
not
that,
Owen Wilson.
She was supposed
Paul
to.
Rudd.
She was supposed
Paul
to.
Paul Rudd? Oh, it was Paul Rudd. You're right.
Yeah, it was Paul Rudd.
Wanderlust.
Wanderlust.
Yeah,
Wanderlust,
and of course, Aniston's new husband, Justin Theroux. And I heard they had a great wedding.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, excellent. Well, we're going to hear from a lot of the different cast members from She's Funny That Way in our next segment. But before we get to that, we need to hear a little bit more from Fred Astaire.
Okay.
With my baby.
Stepping out with my baby.
Very nice.
Which plays during the end credits of She's Funny That Way. Stay through the end credits because you're going to want to see what happens to all the different characters.
And keep your eyes open at all times or you'll miss Michael Shannon. And you don't want to miss Michael Shannon. No one should miss Michael Shannon. If you miss Michael Shannon, your life is over. Of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
In my top hat and my white tie and my tail. Stepping out with my baby, I can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.